Think you are eating healthy but still getting migraines? Today we are uncovering 5 hidden food compounds that could be quietly triggering your attacks and how to finally spot them on the ingredient labels. Welcome to the Migraine Heroes podcast, a podcast for people living with chronic migraines, years of pain, misunderstanding, and no answers. I'm Diane Ducarme, and I've helped more than 1,000 people reduce the burden of migraines and feel more in control. Each episode brings you grounded insight into what your body might be asking for and what can truly help. Before we dive in, a quick reminder. Over the past few weeks, I've been personally holding our 90-minute migraine sessions. And once again, I've seen how powerful it is when someone's migraine finally begins to make sense. There's a shift that happens in those conversations. You can feel it. Clarity settles in. The uncertainty softens. And from there, real change becomes possible. These sessions are offered at no cost for anyone who reserves before end of March. If you've been considering it or waiting for the right moment, this might be it. Click on the link in the show notes or download the Migraine Heroes app, complete your getting started steps, and you'll see how to reserve your session. Now take a deep breath and let's dive in. In this episode, we learn how to identify 5 common but hidden migraine triggering compounds that are often disguised under different names on food labels, why these compounds affect the migraine brain differently, and how to tell if you're personally sensitive to them. And a simple, empowering strategy to scan labels under 30 seconds so you can shop with confidence starting today. Stay with me till the end because you will walk away knowing exactly what to look for on labels, and you might recognize one hidden trigger you have been missing for years in your own home. If you've ever felt like you were doing everything right, drinking water, eating balanced meals, avoiding obvious junk food, and yet the migraines still come, it can feel deeply, deeply unfair. And you start questioning yourself, is it stress? Is it hormones? Is it sleep? And yes, those matter. They fundamentally matter. But sometimes the issue is quieter, smaller, hidden in plain sight on the back of a food package. And so I want to explore with you 5 compounds that science has linked to migraine in susceptible individuals. The first one is monosodium glutamate and free glutamates. So monosodium glutamate, often called MSG, is actually a flavor enhancer used widely in processed foods. But glutamate also appears naturally in hydrolyzed proteins, yeast extract, soy protein isolate, or even natural flavors, quote unquote. Glutamate is an excitatory neurotransmitter. In migraine, the brain is already in a state of heightened excitability, and research published in Nature Reviews Neurology describes migraine as a disorder of sensory processing involving abnormal glutamatergic transmission. And it has been proven, studies in headache have shown that ingestion of MSG can provoke headaches in susceptible individuals. So I've lived for 5 years in Shanghai, in China, and I definitely developed an intolerance for that one. I would wake up sharp at 1 a.m. each time I'd have it and review in my mind what I had had for dinner. So what's the mechanism? So excess glutamate may increase neuronal firing, contributing to cortical spreading depression, a wave of neuronal depolarization linked to migraine aura, and enhanced trigeminal vascular activation. Now, what to look for on your labels? Look for monosodium glutamate, yeast extract, autolyzed yeast, hydrolyzed vegetable protein, soy protein isolate, and natural flavors. So a lot of different and misleading labels here. So the second one are nitrates and nitrites. So they're common in processed meats, such as deli meats, bacon, sausages. And research published in Cephalalgia highlights nitric oxide as a key molecule in migraine pathophysiology. Nitric oxide donors are known to trigger migraine attacks in clinical research models. Nitrates convert into nitric oxide in the body, and nitric oxide is a vasodilator and activates pain pathways in the trigeminal system. What are your cues in terms of labels? Look for sodium nitrate, sodium nitrite, potassium nitrate, celery powder, often used in natural quote-unquote cured meats, but still a nitrate source. So some tough one to recognize, I have to say. So the third one are artificial sweeteners, especially aspartame. Aspartame is found in diet sodas, sugar-free gum, and many low-calories products. A double-blind crossover study published in Neurology shows that aspartame triggered headaches in self-reported sensitive individuals. And so what's the mechanism hypothesis here is that aspartame breaks down into phenylalanine, aspartic acid, and methanol. And these influence neurotransmitter balance, particularly serotonin and dopamine pathways, which are central in migraine. So what clues to look for in your labels? Look for aspartame, acesulfame potassium, sucralose, sugar-free, and anything labeled diet. The fourth food compound linked to migraine is tyramine. Tyramine is a natural occurring compound formed from the breakdown of tyrosine, and it increases as foods age or ferment. In a review in the Journal of Headache and Pain, discussed biogenic aminae, including tyramine, as potential migraine triggers. So what's the mechanism? Tyramine can influence catecholamine release and blood vessel tone. Individuals with reduced monoamine oxidase activity may be more susceptible. So what are high tyramine foods? They're like aged cheese, cured meat, fermented soy, wine. Label clues to look for are fermented, aged, or cultured. So here you're not looking for a food compound. You're looking for a food compound that is naturally occurring inside the food, and so won't be labeled. The fifth food compound triggering migraine is histamine. So histamine is involved in immune responses and also acts as a neurotransmitter. A study in headache found that low histamine-degrading enzyme activity was more common in individuals with migraine. So the mechanism is the following. Histamine promotes vasodilation and inflammation, and people with reduced thiamine oxidase activity may struggle to break it down. High histamine foods are like wine, fermented foods, vinegar, leftovers, and leftovers stored for long periods. The clues to look for on labels are fermented, vinegar, wine extract, or kombucha. Yes, that one, definitely a trigger. So migraine is a neurological sensitivity condition. It's not about willpower, it's about threshold. These compounds may not affect everyone, but in a sensitized brain, they can push you just over the edge. If we go east for a minute, in traditional Chinese medicine, migraines are very rarely viewed as a single isolated event. They are seen as manifestation of internal imbalances involving what is called liver yang rising, liver qi stagnation, phlegm, damp accumulation. And so food is not just looked at in terms of calories. It carries energetic properties. Fermented, aged, and processed foods are often considered heating or damp producing. And when the liver system is already constrained from stress, frustration, overwork, adding heating foods can cause yang to rise upward, leading to throbbing headaches, irritability, red eyes, and sensitivity to light. There's an old saying in Chinese medicine that when the qi flows freely, there is no pain, and when there's blockage, there is pain. And so from this lens, tyramine-rich aged foods may create internal heat. Nitrate processed meats may contribute to blood stagnation. Artificial additives may disrupt the spleen, which governs digestion and transformation. And then, if the spleen is weakened, perhaps from irregular eating, cold foods, or excessive worry, dampness is going to accumulate. So think heavy fluids, okay? Then it's going to transform into phlegm. Phlegm can rise to the head, clouding clarity and triggering pain. Ayurveda similarly speaks of ama, undigested residues that accumulate when digestion is weak. Processed and chemically altered foods are considered difficult to digest energetically, increasing internal toxicity and inflammation. So the Eastern approach does not isolate one molecule. It asks, is your system overwhelmed? Is your digestive fire strong? Is your stress stagnating your liver energy? Migraine becomes not just a reaction, but a signal. So what actionable advice can you do today? So tonight, go to your kitchen and pick three packaged foods you eat regularly. Turn them around, slowly read the ingredient list, and circle or note any of the following words: monosodium glutamate, yeast extract, nitrate, nitrite, aspartame, fermented, aged, vinegar, or any of the other words we've talked about. Don't hesitate to listen to the podcast one more time if you hesitate. These podcasts are made short for exactly that purpose. If you find one, do not panic. Simply observe. Awareness is step one. Then choose just one swap this week, perhaps a nitrate-free protein or removing a diet soda, and track how you feel for 7 days. Small experiments can create more clarity. And remember, every small step you take moves you closer to freedom. You are powerful, you are resilient, and you are no longer alone. Keep rising, Migraine Hero.